Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. In a new exhibit, the photographer Josh Blumenthal juxtaposes the roots of photography with a modern sensibility. He's captured images on metal plates using vintage equipment and chemistry, and he vows the wet plates will never be digitized, photographed, or videotaped. In essence, they will be in isolation. Today on the program, Blumenthal joins us to talk about the exhibit 4x1. And Josh Blumenthal, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Josh Blumenthal Photography is based in Salt Lake City. His work has been described as modern, quirky, and innovative. And the exhibit 4x1, am I saying that correctly?
Yep. That's good.
We'll show for one night only, this Saturday, April 21st at 8 o'clock at 2267 South State Street. There's more information on our website, kcpw.org. But if you'd like to join us, if you have questions or comments about vintage photography, about copyright, and the internet, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews at kcpw.org. Josh Blumenthal, before we get to this really unique exhibit, I want to talk about your beginnings. You were born in Mexico City. You moved to the U.S. At the age of 12, and that's really when you started experimenting with photography. What was your first camera like?
It was a Nikon FE. I basically took it from my parents.
Stolen from the parents.
Exactly.
Parents. Were they in photography? Is that what got you started?
Not anymore. I mean, not really. It was just a family camera.
The family camera. So what really held your interest? Why photography?
I can't draw, yet I have the eye. But it was just a combination of the art and the technical. And it's a spot for the people that can do both of those.
Mm-hmm. You had your first solo exhibit at age 18. Describe the content of that first show.
I traveled around Arizona, New Mexico, photographing people. It was part of my high school senior project. And I traveled around for a week, came back, developed, set up an exhibit a week after that. And it was not 18-year-old material. So
you were on your way. This latest exhibit has a few different segments. The first one that I want to talk about is Wet Plate.
Correct.
One-to-one. It's a portrait project.
Correct.
And maybe you can tell us the genesis of this project.
If we get into the basics, it's called a tintype. And the reason for picking this process is not the process itself, but rather the entity that it creates. It's the only process that I could find, and I went looking for a process that created a single one-of-a-kind entity.
Why?
It was a direct reaction to everything that I normally do, where everything's a mouse click away, 47 million copies. It's on Facebook. It's everywhere. And there's potential copies everywhere and anywhere, and the value of each one of those copies is inversely proportional to the number of copies out there. So I wanted to come up with a single, one-of-a-kind, original piece of art, and the only way to do it was this process. And I went with it.
The process is a bit involved.
It is definitely involved.
Tell us what you have to do to create these one-of-a-kind pieces.
Well, you've got to have vintage old equipment. You've got to have metal plates. You've got to have chemicals with ether and respirator masks. You've got to have a whole lot of light because the material is completely insensitive to light. I mean, film was 100 ASA, 400 ASA, 800 ASA. This is 0.25 ASA. So I have to dump close to 10 times the amount of light that I normally would use in my studio on my subjects to be able to just barely get enough light to do it. It's a 15-minute process from start to finish.
So you have to stand still. Your subjects had to stand still for that long?
No. I mean, there's a minute worth of pouring the chemicals on the plate. There's 3 minutes of sensitizing, a minute to load it. We go upstairs and shoot it. I'm cheating in a way because I'm using strobes. Originally, they would be using natural light, and it was anywhere between a 1 and 12-second exposure, and people would have to hold still back then. They used to have a hook holding their head so that they wouldn't wiggle around. And that's why everybody looked stiff in the 1860s. I'm using the strobe, so I'm able to just pop the light, and then we go downstairs, develop it. You have to do it before it dries. My clients, my subjects are part of the process. So it's more of a performance art than just creating an image.
Hmm. How'd you find the old equipment? I mean, in my mind's eye, I'm thinking of those really, they almost look like an accordion on
exactly.
a stand. And you've got this kind of funny
thing you slide in.
Yes.
Exactly. eBay.
eBay.
They're all on eBay. They're not that hard to find because they're just art objects at this point. I can get a modern film camera, but I wanted something a little more rickety. I mean, I'm playing with goop on a piece of metal. Why do I need top-of-the-line equipment? So they're all available on eBay.
And they're functional.
If they're not crunchy or damaged, yes. I mean, there's no moving part. I mean, there's no mechanical parts to them. There's no shutter. There's nothing on them. It's boxed with a leather accordion, just like you said.
Hmm.
There's nothing to them. The lenses I'm using are not period lenses from the 1860s. They're not even modern lenses. They're actually leftovers from the printing industry. There's no shutter. They're just big pieces of glass with an iris, but I leave it wide open because I need as much light as I need, as I can get.
And it was not difficult to find the equipment.
I'm not going to say it wasn't difficult, but it's out there. You got to spend some time on your phone going, okay, looking for this, looking for this, looking for this, looking for this. Eventually, you'll find it.
The photographer Josh Blumenthal is with us. His exhibit 4x1 will show one night only this Saturday at 8 o'clock here in Salt Lake City. We'll have the full details and links to his website on ours, kcpw.org. If you'd like to join us, we're talking about vintage photography, about the current state of the internet and the free ability of photographs online. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. So you went through this lengthy process of finding your vintage equipment. Talk about the chemicals involved. I mean, it sounds a little dangerous, to be honest.
Well, as far as I know, it is. I've been lucky enough that there hasn't been an issue. I had to install a huge fan in my bathroom, which is now my darkroom. I never intended my studio ever have a darkroom. And it's not really even a darkroom. There's no enlarger. There's no traditional equipment. There's a tray and there's another tray. The chemicals are salts, cadmium bromide, ammonium iodide. They're mixed in with nitrocellulose in ether, which is the stuff they used to put people to sleep with.
Sure.
And then you dip it in a silver nitrate bath, and I've learned that my veterinarian uses it. A couple other doctors use it in medical practices to, cauterize wounds. So you sensitize the material, and then you develop it. And the best part about it is the developer's made out of vinegar, fertilizer, and Everclear. And the hardest thing to get was the Everclear.
It sounds like chemistry.
Just about. I'm wearing black gloves, and I usually have little black marks on me, left on me from the silver nitrate. All my clothes have got little black marks. My toes have got black marks.
So. And all of this just so your product will not be reproduced. You went so far as to require the subjects of this exhibit to sign a contract,
exactly.
prohibiting them from
ever
disseminating, duplicating, sharing in any way. Why are you so protective of this?
Well, because of where our industry's gone. Basically, everybody believes they own the images. They can put them on Facebook, at which point they become public domain, worldwide, without compensation. The whole internet has done that. And everybody and anybody can take anything and use it for whatever they want without repercussion. That kind of brings the word into the copyright concept. And I don't believe we have a copyright.
No faith in copyright law?
None.
Why?
Well, because I can't enforce it. It's up to me to pay to have it enforced. I don't have the resources to enforce it. It'll take anywhere between $15,000 or $150,000 and 4 years of your life to fight an infringement. That is if they don't concede in the first place. But it's not a matter of who's right or wrong. It's a matter of who has more money to throw at attorneys.
Hmm. But it does put you in a bit of a tight spot, a conundrum, because as a photographer, you want to get your work out there.
Correct.
And publicize it. And the internet is a lovely tool to do that.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does have this dark side.
It has a very dark side. But I do recognize that the internet is a very good tool for sharing stuff. So we've been shooting behind the scenes photos of all of the portraits, and I've been sharing those. And I've said, you're welcome to share these, but you cannot share the finished product.
Behind the scenes photos are not the vintage.
Oh no, they're digital.
Right.
I've got a camera on a timer going click, click, click on the background,
mm-hmm.
Which shows how easy it is to create images nowadays. I don't even have to touch the camera. Whereas with this process, it's completely handmade. There's no way I can make one, two, three at all look at all like. It's a matter of 2 seconds worth of developer or under developer, or whether the chemistry is okay, or just looked at it funny and it changes.
Would you sell any of these original one-on-one works?
Sure.
One of
one. I'm in
works.
Business. Sure, I'll sell them. I don't know who would want a photograph of the people in the series, but I am intending to provide the service on a portraiture basis, as well as sell fine art, landscape photography, as well as art images. So yeah, those will be for sale. I mean, I might keep one for myself, but yeah, I'm in business. It's meant for that.
We're speaking with the photographer Josh Blumenthal and his exhibit 4x1, which shows for one night only this Saturday, April 21st. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number. Another segment of your exhibit is called Poached, and you say this is the overtly political side of your art.
It
Explain.
Is the finger in the air screaming, I had recently someone take basically my entire website, cut my name off of it and put it on his website and claim it as his work. I just happened to find out about it because the hosting company recognized my work. They contacted me and said, well, someone has your images on their website. It's like, what? So I had to get my attorney to write a DCMCIA takedown notice. We eventually got him off, but it brought the point of, I've put all my images online. Once they're there, they're realistically, public domain. You can take them, you can print them, you can put them on your website, you can put them on Facebook, and once you put them on Facebook, forget about it.
So what is the poached side of your
poached is just like a hunter going out of season and hunting a deer. I go online, I spend no more than 2 minutes. I find something I like, and I take it, like taking a picture. And I might do something to it. I might not. I'll print it. I title it. I sign it. It's now mine. Why? Because I can. And because everybody else can and everybody else does. Is it right? Of course not. It's completely illegal. It's completely immoral. It's completely the reason why I did the One of One Wet Plate series. But people don't always get what I'm talking about. So this is a direct compare and contrast. Like, this is why I'm doing it One of One, and this is why what the problem is.
So essentially in Poached, you've stolen images from other people.
Exactly.
Without regard.
Complete regard. I don't know who they are. I don't really care who they are. I don't know who is in the photos. They may have been, actually a few of them I know who they are. They're actually friends, and I did it on purpose just to prove a point. But it's a matter of just the compare and contrast, see what really One of One means, and ownership and control and enjoying an image for the sake of the image now in person, as opposed to giving it away forever and ever to anybody online.
Mm-hmm. So the internet really, in your mind, has changed everything.
Well, of course it has. I mean, not changed it. It's made it what it is. I mean, it's easy. It's comfortable. You can do it on your phone sitting anywhere. And it's everywhere.
So is there a solution to the angst that you feel? I mean, I know that you are using this wet plate, the One of One image, as a response to this mass production of images. But, I mean,
I don't know if there's a solution as far as controlling the stuff that way in on the internet. But not putting it on the internet is the only way I've figured it out to control it. Never digitizing it, never photographing it, never videotaping it, never putting it in a format that can be put online and stolen or poached or borrowed or shared or friended or any of that.
And just as these are one-of-a-kind images, you're only showing them for one night.
Correct.
Why?
Well, I don't want to sit around all day for days on end waiting for people to come. That's one reason. Number two, it kind of fits the one-of-one series. It's, you know, you come to have to see it. You have to see it on my terms, in my space, and in the format that I want you to see it, which is why, each of the people that I photographed got a copy, not a copy. They got their own original. We shot three plates each, and one was the best one. I took the best one. They got the second best one. They get to put it at home, but they're responsible for the ownership of that. They get to control the entity, and that creates a whole lot of angst and anxiety of like, oh, how am I going to show this? Who gets to see this? And what if they take a picture of it? And what if they put it on Facebook? Am I going to be in trouble, or are they going to be in trouble? You know, it's about control.
Speaking with Josh Blumenthal, more information about the 4x1 on our website, kcpw.org.